So, back, kind of rambled on, didn't even realise I was getting close to 10 minutes, but yeah, there was a parrot show. I'm really not, like I said, I'm really not sure how comfortable I was with that. But we kind of went down there anyway to hang out with Carla, who's been phenomenal. She's just been amazing this whole holiday. And we've been running around tonight getting pictures with everyone. We got pictures, as I said earlier on, in the audio boom that came before this. We've gone and got pictures with all the staff that were around that were really, that made this holiday and honeymoon what it was, really. They made everything so easy and so welcoming. And, well, now it's time to kind of go to bed. And we leave tomorrow at 20 past 12. So we may get another audio boom in before we go, but just reflections, really, on the whole experience, the whole holiday. And everybody wants us to come back. All the staff keep saying, oh, we want you to come back. And some staff that we had pictures taken with, they've got pictures taken on their phones as well. Anjali in reception and Carla. So, you know, I guess we made an impression, which is good. So, well, that's probably about it, but I'm just going to sit here and see if you can hear the sea and
walking across there, and I'll just record the sea.
Oops, sorry. See if you can hear it.
Hopefully you can hear in the background the fan over to my right.
See, I'm wondering if that's wind.
No, it's not. That is the sea.
You don't think?
That is the sea. That's the waves breaking in. Basically, from our balcony, there is...
We'll just tune into Mark's audio boom.
If I jump over the...
5 foot, four foot high rail.
There's a rail which is about 4 foot, which...
It's got glass. Me,
and it's kind of glass and then with a metal rim. And if I jumped over it, there would be a terrace in front of us. And then about... I'm guessing probably about, I don't know, maybe 6-7 yards in front of us.
I can see the glass screen.
Which is about 6 feet high. And they put that in basically to protect you from the wind, because the wind in this area of Tenerife is quite strong. This is the area where people tend to do their surfing, etc. And then on the other side of that, there is a walkway down to... Pollocks.
There's a walkway down to the beach and the sea.
And the sea, and then there's rocks in front of that, and then the waves break over those rocks. So that is the sound you can hear in the background. About 50 yards off to our right, probably not even that, 30 yards off to our right, there is a sandy beach where you can go and basically sunbathe.
Let's see if you can hear it. Hopefully you guys can hear that. It's amazing. It's lovely to go to sleep to. We've been sleeping with the terrace door open and the windows open. Not fully the terrace door open, because it's a public walkway, but it can lock from the inside and people can't get in. So we've kind of been having that open and the windows, and just been going to sleep with the sound of the sea. It's been amazing. Just a phenomenal holiday, phenomenal honeymoon.
And let's just say, to give you an idea of the temperature, I let's say I'm not wearing full clothing, let's say, and it's 12:30, and I'm not cold at all. Whereas if I was in England, there's not a chance I would have this.
So that's it from us. We may do another one before we leave the hotel, or indeed in the airport and whatever. But for now, we'll say goodnight.